was going to the net, put it in.
Well, we did. And the important thing is Reed was going to the net. And, David, I think they knocked it off a stick or it sort of slid off a stick. But like I said, the important thing was, and we talked about it all week, that we had to get to the net more. One of the keys to the game was going to be getting to the net, putting some pressure on their goaltenders and the defensemen. And even though it was maybe a misplay there, the important thing, like I said, was Reed Strouse was still driving the net hard. And, the puck, he was hoping that probably the puck was going to get there in a different manner, but nonetheless, the puck got there, and Reed made no mistake. And he actually had a pretty easy look too earlier. So, we did not score on our best chances to start the game, but on that one, which was a big goal, Reed made no mistake.
Reed, second of the year. David Johnstone, Walker Hyland get the assist. 12:32, the time of the goal. The Huskies are up by a score of 1-0. We get a couple of penalties, Coach, late in the first period that puts us down two guys. That was a key point of the game.
Well, it really was. And we had, I think it was three for sure that we had to kill off five on threes. And we hadn't practiced it much defensively. Our guys did an outstanding job. It all starts with your goaltender. He has to be your best penalty killer. But right through all our defensemen, to Mike Neville, to CJ Eich, to Blake Pietola, the whole list of guys, they did a great job. Tanner Carroll, Alex Patan, killing those penalties off, which was huge. And they have a potent power play. The weekend before, they were real hot against UMass Lowell. So we did a good job with killing those penalties.
Second period, Tanner Carroll gets his second of the year. Cliff Watson and David Johnstone get the assist. This was on the delayed call against the Michigan Wolverines, and I haven't seen this in a long time, the pressure and being able to hold on to the
Johnstone
puck.
Johnstone over now for Sweeney. He'll hold up. Sweeney looking for an outlet pass. Gets it to Johnstone. Johnstone over for Watson. Watson backdoor. Here's a shot! Oh, wow! What a play by the Huskies! They go up by a score of 2-0. A backdoor play by Michigan Tech, and Tanner Carroll absolutely buried it. They go on the power play too.
Great read by Cliff Watson to get that puck over there.
Well, a real good sequence there. Obviously, we drew the penalty and we were able to keep the puck alive. You don't see it very often where you score with a delayed penalty with a goal again comes out and you get that extra attacker on the ice. But we did a real nice job keeping the puck alive. And then Cliff Watson, there's a seam there, and a lot of players will not see that. And obviously, we all saw from the bench, and a great pass, and obviously Tanner, a great shot. It goes from a tap in to now he picks the corner and on a great shot. But that was a huge goal, and because when you score on a delayed penalty, obviously, the player still has to serve the penalty, and you get to go on the power play. So that could have been a huge turning point. Well, it was in the game, but I would have been if we could have scored on that ensuing power play.
Absolutely. So at the end of two periods, Coach, there actually low shots in that second period, 8 for us and 7 for them. Did it seem that much different?
Yeah, it did, actually. It just seemed the checking was a lot tighter. A lot of shots that missed the net in that second period, and a lot more blocked shots. So I know they've been preaching to their team, defense, defense, defense. They're going to score goals, that team, but they wanted to play stronger without the puck. And obviously, that's got to be our MO also. It's our foundation is built on good, strong defense, and then we'll do what we're good at and get some offense going.
We go into the third period leading 2-0, and we get a big break off of a bounce off the end wall. Walker Hyland gets the goal. He originally gave it to Tanner Carroll, but I thought that Tanner had not touched it. Chris Leibringer also gets the assist. This was the big one for the Michigan Tech hockey team.
12:34 remaining. Shot towards the goal. Rebound kicked right back off the dasherboard behind the net. Back up top to the front, and Walker Hyland will send it down low. Off of the board. Right, and they score! They put it in off of the dasherboard and came out in front. And the Huskies squeak one between the post and angle board to go up 3-0. And friends, I don't know who's going to get credit for this goal, but it might be Walker Hyland.
Well, Walker Hyland does get credit for the goal. A great read by him. And I talked to Walker in between games, Coach, and asked him, did Tanner give him any kind of signal to send that puck that way? He said he didn't see that live, but that on film he kind of saw that Tanner was kind of directing him maybe to try that.
Yeah, he was. And like I said, this day and age, there's so many bodies between usually the offensive defenseman and the net. It's hard to get the puck through. Right. So you see a lot of times, even when you watch NHL games, defensemen now are trying to shoot it off the end boards at an angle. So it caroms back out front of the net. And obviously, we got a break on that. And that's what we call that puck luck. It just – It's not even a scoring opportunity. It ends up in the net. And originally, I thought Tanner stripped the player and then put it in, but obviously he did not. And that's a break that we got. And it's a huge break in the game. You know, it really deflates the team when you get scored on. You know, even though they came back and got one, I mean, it usually takes a lot of wind out of the other team's sails and gives you more momentum. But big break for us, huge goal.
Dylan Larkin gets the Wolverines on the board. The Red Wing draft pick comes down, late guy in the slot, 10-16 of the third period.
Here come the Wolverines, stretch pass along the way now, coming across for Hyman to the center. He shot, scores! What a play by the Wolverines, Dylan Larkin and Zach Hyman. And the Huskies give up their first goal in two games.
Well, the Huskies or the Wolverines, and I was wrong when I said that, the first goal in two games, but that was something we shored up after that, didn't we?
Well,
as far
we did.
As the high guy coming
in? Yeah, a little bit. You know, they're very dangerous. I mean, Dylan Larkin, remember that name. For all our listeners out there, for all our Red Wing fans, remember that name, Dylan Larkin. He's going to be a very good player. You know, obviously there's a reason why the Red Wings took him with the first pick in the NHL draft. He can skate. He's got a heck of a shot. I mean, on that shot, he did not handle it. I mean, it's a good lesson, instruction for young players coming up to watch what he did with that puck. Even for some of our guys, I mean, he got it and he whistled it. He shot that thing, and that was a big time goal. So special player, but yeah, they're good at that. You can see in their practice regimen that they like to put a lot of pressure on the net and have a late player, you know, third, fourth guy coming in that zone a little bit higher that they look for. And, you know, obviously that was a huge goal for their team at that time of the game.
3-1 the score. Michigan Tech still up by a couple. That was Larkin's second of the season. Hyman and DeYoung get the assists, and then it's just a battle to the end, and the Huskies were able to get the empty netter. It was Malcolm Gould.
Long stretch pass up for Mutt. This one knocked away by the Huskies. Cleared to the line and outside to center ice. Bouncing puck at the red line. Shot towards the goal! They score! Malcolm Gould puts it in the empty net from center ice. And the Huskies seal the deal with a 4-1 lead.
Final shots in the third, or I should say shots in the third period, 11-8 in favor of Michigan Tech. Final shots 34-29. Both teams 0-6 on the power play, Coach, on Friday night.
Yeah, you know, we are a little out of sorts on our power play. I thought we had a few good looks, but not many. And, you know, I give credit to them. I don't think they'd given up a power play goal against. I think in 14 straight chances. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were a little off on Friday on our power play. But it's a work in progress. You know, it usually is. And but, you know, having said that, we were hanging on there in the third period. I mean, they came after us big time. I mean, it just seems like all of a sudden, a little like that last 7 minutes of the second period of Ferris, we just couldn't clear pucks that we had possession of. We made some bad reads. We just sort of were a little slower getting to the puck. I mean, they were getting their first. They had the jump, and it looked like we were, you know, skating in sand a little bit there in the third period. But we found a way to grind it out. Jamie made a couple big saves, and obviously we get the empty netter and the win. And, you know, even though it looks like we outshot them in the third period, they out attempted us about 25-18. So they had more shots. Even though, you know, in the game overall, I think they attempted 67 shots to our 64. So that's why you look at the score, and it's I think the game's a lot closer, both of them, than the outcome.
We did a pretty good job of blocking shots this week, I thought.
Well, we did. You know, and we've gotten a lot better from day one, and you know, we still need to get, you know, a couple other guys involved and buying in, but I thought I saw real gutsy effort on Saturday night with the block shots on the PK. But you're going to need that those are those little things that are going to help you win hockey games that maybe not people notice a lot or write about a lot or talk about a lot, but they're very important to play winning hockey.
So the Huskies win at 4-1 on Friday night in front of a packed house at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. 4,466 was the announced sold-out attendance. And a great game by Michigan Tech. Jamie Phillips ends up with 28 saves on 29 shots. He was outstanding again. We'll recap the game from Saturday night. When we come back, it's all part of the Mel Pearson Show, exclusively on Mix 93 WKMJ. If you have a question for Coach, email it to me right now, dj@themix93.com.
Bucko's Party Store in Calumet is ready to roll all month with these great deals. All Coke and 7-Up 2-liter products are 4 for $5. All Pepsi 12-packs of cans, only 2 for $8. All Mountain Dew 20 ounces, two for $2.22. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. Four bags.